إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. وبعد، الحمد لله، all praise and thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu, who gave us the tawfiq and gave us the ability to pray Salatul Fajr wa Jama'ah. I want to remind myself and you to reflect on what we have done and the purpose of this. If we reflect on what we did just now in Salatul Fajr, we got up in the morning with the niyat of pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then we purified ourselves, we made wudu, and then we went to the house of Allah. Every masjid is the house of Allah. What makes a masjid is the fact that it has been made waqf for the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The ulama of Islam are muttafaq. They are agreed on the fact that this waqf can be done as a legal document. It can be done by word of mouth, or nothing needs to be spoken. Just giving permission to worship 5 times a day in a place makes it a masjid. What does it mean? It means that this place no longer belongs to the one who owns it. It belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. The person who owned it, once it has been used for 5 times of salah on a regular basis, the one who owns it cannot sell it, he cannot give it away, he cannot do anything else with it, because it does not belong to him anymore. It belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And therefore, the person who owned it and the person who made it waqf, whether he did it in writing or by word of mouth or by practice, that person gets the reward of every single person who prays in that place till the place is there on the face of the earth. Imagine the sawab. That person who has made it waqf is not even here. He may have died and gone, and maybe 1,000 years have passed, but he is getting the sawab of the people who are praying in that place. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, imagine this, just think about this. Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu bought the land on which Masjid an-Nabawi stands. So whose salah is Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu? Whose salah is Abu Bakr getting the sawab of? The salah of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Imagine, kajib or ajib. Abu Bakr Siddiq gets the sawab of the salah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whose salah is better than the salah of the one on whom salah was sent? The gift of salah was given to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And because of him, we got it. Allah ke nabi ke tufail mein to namaz mili, phir kahan se mili? Aapko to nahi aayi. Jibril aapke paas aaya kya? Rast jo hukum diya gaya, direct. The hukum which was given was the only one hukum, which is the hukum of salah. And that hukum is the only hukum which was given on the heavens, not on the earth. Every other hukum of Islam was given through Jibreel alayhi salam on this earth. Only hukum which was given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala directly in the heavens was the hukum of salah, because that hukum was a gift. That hukum was not a burden, was not a musibat, gift. Tawfa Allah ne diya. And we got it because we are the ummatis of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So we came to the house of Allah, we came to the masjid. And then what did we do? We prayed 2 rakat Salatul Fajr. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. In this salah, what did we do? In this salah, we started the salah how? By first forming the saf. We started the salah by first forming the saf. In the saf, did we check the one standing next to me? Is he a Wahhabi? Is he a Barelvi? Is he a Deobandi? Is he a Salafi? Did we check all this? No. Alhamdulillah, my brother Muslim, halas. He stands next to me. All I am checking to see is whether my shoulder is touching his shoulder or not. Whatever he does not do is not my concern. He is here in the saf. As far as I am concerned, he is my brother Muslim. He is standing next to me in the saf. That is why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this whole ummah was formed on the basis of brotherhood. What kind of brotherhood? Brotherhood of faith. What faith? In Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. They asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they said, Ya Rasulullah, who is a Muslim? He said, the one who said, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, the one who prays in the direction of the Kaaba, and the one who eats what we slaughter. That is all, three conditions. After that, other than that, whatever he does or does not do, whether it is right or wrong, we do not say everything is right. Whether it is right or wrong is between him and his Rabb. As long as he is doing these three things, he is my brother. And that's why Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, do not criticize your brother in front of others. By others is meant people who are not Muslim. He said, do not help the others against your own brother. And in both these cases, he said, the one who does that is with them, not with us. And on the basis of this, the ulama have given a fatwa to say that if a Muslim criticizes another Muslim before non-Muslims, then that person who has criticized has become murtad. He has left Islam. If he does that knowingly, I mean unknowingly, may Allah forgive us, maybe we do this. And the reason I'm saying this to remind ourselves, let us make tawbah. Don't repeat it. Don't repeat it. Somebody asked, but what if he did something? And the answer is, you criticize him only because he did. If he did not do, you would not criticize him anyway. So what must you do? Go talk to the man. Go sit with other Muslims. Go sit with his own community. People sit and talk to him and try to correct him. But if you criticize him before non-Muslims, if you criticize him before the others, or if you help the others against him, then whatever else happens or does not happen, you have exited Islam. You die on kufr. Your marriage is invalid. Your deen is out. So we stand in the saf. That's what we did here. We stood in the saf. And then, after standing in the saf, did we pray any way we like? No. You prayed behind the imam. Tabe of the imam. Whoever the imam might be. The imam might be a rickshawala or whoever it is. Doesn't matter. As long as he has been chosen as the imam. And what is the basis of choosing of imam? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was asked. He said, the one who knows the most Quran, choose him as the imam. In another hadith, he said, choose him as the imam, do not pay a salary. Somebody came and asked, Ya Rasulullah, I have accepted Islam, I will go back to my tribe, they will accept Islam, please make me the imam. He said, I make you the imam, do not take money for this. And he said, choose someone as the muazzin, do not pay him. If he asks you for payment, remove him. Dawatul Islam was to be given free. Dawatul Islam was not given by money. The muazzin is the da'i to Islam. So you make yourself tabe to the imam. What is the meaning of tabe of the imam? Tabe of the imam means that in your salah, if you do any movement before the imam, your salah is invalid. There is no sajda sahu, you have to repeat your salah. So tabe to that extent, that you do only what the imam does and you do it after the imam. You don't do it before the imam. We made ourselves tabe to the imam. Then what did we do? Then we said, Allahu Akbar. We threw the world behind our back and we focused on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalalu. And how did we focus? We focused on Allah as if we are seeing Allah. And though we do not see Allah, we focus knowing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is seeing us, that He is seeing every movement of us. Then we recited Surah Al-Fatiha. I will not go into the whole details of that. I have mentioned it many times before. See the hadith of Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu. Surah Al-Fatiha is dua. Surah Al-Fatiha is a conversation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are saying something and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is responding and reacting to that. So we recited Surah Al-Fatiha. Then we recited some other surah. In this case, Surah Al-Muzzammil. And then we went into ruku and we made tasbih of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We bowed down before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We made tasbih of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We stood up and then we went into sajda. We put our head on the ground for only and only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is haram for anybody else. To do what? To show our obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Oh Allah, before you I am completely helpless. Oh Allah, I completely and totally submit to you. Whatever you say, سَمَعَنَا وَعَطَانَا غُفْرَانَكَ رَبَّنَا وَإِلَيْكَ الْمَصِيرُ. Oh Allah, whatever you say, I have heard and I will obey. And oh Allah, forgive me and to you is my return. And when we, how did we finish Salah? Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Salamati this side, salamati this side. Peace and harmony and tranquility on my right. Peace and harmony and tranquility on my left. Did we say salamu alaikum and some fitna here? And salamu alaikum and some more fitna here? No. Salamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Salamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. This is how we finished the salah. Why am I saying all this? Because what we came inside here to do is a training program. 5 times a day training program. For what? For the rest of our life. And that is why our Ustad, Hazrat Maulana Yunus Patel Rahmatullah Ali, used to say that Salah begins outside the masjid. This is a training. It begins outside the masjid. Now what do you do when you go outside the masjid? Remember what you did when you came inside here. Exactly the same thing. Go outside the masjid with the niyat of pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every single thing I will do once I step out of the masjid will be only and only for one reason, which is to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalalu. Then what do? I purify myself. I stay in a state of wudu, alhamdulillah, I purify myself. And then what do? I stand in the saf with my Muslim brother. I help a Muslim brother, I stand next to him, I shoulder to shoulder, I stand in support of him, never against him. And then what do? I make myself tabe to an imam. If there is an usul, if there is something to do with deen, then I will see what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has told me to do, I will do that. I make myself tabe to the imam. And you pick the imam on what basis? Not on the basis of how much noise he can make. On the basis of how much Quran he knows. On the basis of how obedient to the sunnah he is. On the basis of akhlaq, on the basis of kirdar. You pick the imam for that reason. And then what do? And then you submit yourself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remove the dunya, focus on Allah. Remember that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching us real time. He is listening to us, he knows our thoughts, and to him is our return. Always ask yourself this question, if Malakul Maut comes now, am I ready to meet Allah? If Malakul Maut comes now, am I ready to die now? Alhamdulillah, if Malakul Maut comes now, we will die in the masjid. Alhamdulillah, what is better than that? And then what do? Then submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhana Rabbi al-Ala. Subhana Rabbi al-Ala. Subhana Rabbi al-Ala. Just think about the tasbihat. Subhana Rabbi al-Azim. Allah did not make the tasbih Subhana, and then he did not say Rabbul Alameen. Subhana Rabbul Alameen. No. Subhana Rabbi al-Azim. My Rabb. My Rabb. My Rabb. Relationship. That's why I always say, first question in the qabr is a question of information or relationship? Relationship. Who is your Rabb? Who is your Rabb? And they're not asking who is Rabbul Alameen. No. The Malaika know they came from Allah. They don't have to ask you. Who is your Rabb? Man Rabbuk. Who is your Rabb? Answer is Rabbi Allah. My Rabb is Allah. My Rabb is Allah. How will we say my Rabb is Allah if we spend our whole life disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Salah is training. Salah is training. Then assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Ensure that nothing that you do harms anybody in this world. Ensure that the Muslim is a source of benefit to every single thing that exists. Every single human being, whether or not that human being is a Muslim, that person must not be harmed by a Muslim. Doesn't matter whether they are worshipping Allah or not, that is between them and Allah. From the Muslim, they must only receive good. Never any harm. Every animal, every bird, every tree, every thing, every river, every no pollution, no dirt, no filth, no creating of nuisance, no problem. A Muslim is a source of salam. A Muslim is a source of harmony, of peace, of tranquility, of goodness, of barakah. This is the training that we get in our salah. So if people ask you, why do you pray 5 times a day? Because this is the training we need. We live in an environment which is so corrupted that 5 times a day we have to remind ourselves, this is who I am. This is who I am. I am not some guy chasing money and this and that. No, no, no. I am somebody who is focused on only one thing, which is to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And how does Allah become happy? When I am good to people. when I am good everywhere. Salah is training. We come into the masjid to get ourselves trained. I remind myself when you, it makes no sense whatsoever. If you are praying 5 times a day, and then you are only a source of problem for people. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. That means that 5 times a day is wasted. You go to a training program 5 times a day and you are not trained. I mean, what kind of... In Farsi, there's a term which is khar dimaghi. Ghade ka dimag. Brain of a donkey. Seriously, we have to ask ourselves this question and say, this salah is training. Alhamdulillah, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to understand and to pray with that understanding so that this barakah of this salah comes into our whole lives and we become a source of goodness for all those who are around us. And that we do, and that when we go, inshallah, we stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as His obedient slaves who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive and be pleased with. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain. برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.